Assalamualaikum and hello everyone. Today I would like to share about motorcycle and car. In modern day, people would like to have their own transportation, and people usually buy cars and motorcycle the most. People start to depend on transportation today. And for your information, the most common and basic feature of the two means of transport is that both of them have a common purpose of transporting. In making this possible, they both are engines to make them mobile, and engines have the same means of operation in that they both useful to run. The engine in both cases coordinate both rest of the body through mechanical and electrical connection. Through the electrical connection to the engine, through the battery, both cases are able to provide internal sources of light. There are legal requirements that affect both cases in a similar way. For instance, there are legal requirements that both cases should take an insurance cover, especially for the sake of third parties. Another similarity in the legal requirement is the driving license. One cannot drive a motorcycle or a car without a valid and current driving license, violating that will be breaking the law in both cases. The turning up in both cases is similar and use the same mechanism. There is a need for a battery to provide the initial ignition power to the engine in both cases. But motorcycle and cars also have a difference. Firstly, motorcycles are less expensive than cars. As you can see, motorcycle can cost only a few thousand dollars, but cars can cost anywhere from a little more than a few thousand dollars to $20,000 and up. So, motorcycles are not that expensive when compared to a car. You can get a motorcycle for under a few thousand dollars. Other than that, cars are more comforting to be in than motorcycles are. As you probably already know, motorcycles are not that big and have a leather seat. The seat is not roomy enough and can get hot at times. This makes it really uncomfortable. Also, lots of people like to wear motorcycle gear such as leather gloves and leather clothing such as leather pants. Leather pants can make it very uncomfortable to ride a motorcycle at any given time. Cars are big and very roomy. It's actually very comfortable to be sitting down reading in one. Family also usually consider buying car as the transportation because it is very convenient to bring the whole family to travel or to other places. Motorcycle can only carry two people at once, and its seats are small and make people feel uncomfortable to ride on it. When it starts raining, then the rider need to put on the raincoat. But the car driver doesn't need to do that. When you have a car accident, car driver usually will be safer than the rider of the motorcycle. The car drivers will be inside the car, so the car can protect the driver body relatively compared to motorcycle. Motorcycle doesn't have any protection or shield to cover the rider, so usually the rider of motorcycle get injured more often than the car driver. But if you use car for your transportation, you will have some trouble of finding parking lot in the big city. Usually it's hard for people to find place to park their car in the city. Even you find the parking lot, you still need to pay for the parking tickets. You also need to maintain your car every year, and you need to pay fee for your car annually. If you add up all the money that you have spent on your car in the year, then the number should be more than what you can imagine and expect. Compared to motorcycle, that motorcycle actually saves the user a lot of money. But car and motorcycle both are very valuable to many people's life. Both are means of transportation that can take to any destination you want.